Ladd McConkey ended August the way his summer needed to end. On the roster, the Chargers announced Sunday, one of six receivers, per Eric Smith at Chargers.com, with no injury note attached to him anywhere in the week's reporting. The soft tissue watch from earlier in camp produced nothing, and the team's August 24th depth chart lists him as a starter alongside Quentin Johnston. For a receiver whose season rides partly on health, a quiet medical file is the week's real news. The finale's receiving news belonged to someone else. Justin Herbert's night was four offensive plays across two series, per Smith, and both completions went elsewhere. 65 yards and a touchdown to Johnston, 9 to tight end Charlie Kohler, per the CBS Sports Box score. No McConkey line. Across two preseason appearances, his reported ledger is one target and no catches, which is what a handful of exhibition snaps produces. Reported usage, not a role verdict. The prior episode's watch items get their answers. The starter's run was barely longer, one series and one play more than the Niners game. The target count went unreported, and the receivers kept behind him number 5, with Trey Harris listed as the first backup. The protection half of his risk profile moved in both directions this week. 11 offensive linemen made the roster, per Gavino Borquez at Chargers Wire. Coyote Awosika is the starting left guard, who the team's roster page says seemingly won the job in camp, and Rashawn Slater took his usual first-team left tackle spot at the final camp practice, per Eric Smith. But Tyler Biadasz went to season-ending injured reserve, leaving rookie Jake Slaughter as the starting center. The June thread on McConkey is simple. The number one target whose down season read as a medical chart rather than a decline, with the rebound riding on health and protection. August closed with the health half answered in his favor and the protection half a genuine split. We'll pick this up as week one takes shape. Data via NFL Verse.